The shots are in rhythm for the Griswold Tigers as they beat Hamburg on Tuesday 50-38. Amanda Hauser and Addison Adams each had season highs in scoring as Hauser knocked down 20 points and shot 50% from the field, while Adams put down 60 points for a combined 36 of the Tigers' 50 points. Head coach Ryan Lockwood has seen the hard work in practice start to pay off as the offense continues to move the ball better and take better open looks.
Be honest, we've been working really hard the last few practices on just trying to get our shots in rhythm instead of just taking that first available shot, maybe that extra pass or moving the ball a little bit more, both with the pass and the dribble, and just finding our rhythm shots as opposed to just an open shot. And really, I think that really paid off there. We got to moving the ball better, running our offense better, and it got us a lot of rhythm shots, which, you know, proved to be successful.
The defense has continued to look good as of late with Josie Milliken, as she has been one of the more dominant forces on the court. She is leading the team in both blocks with 1.3 and in rebounds with 5.3 per game. Being a multi-sport athlete, she is a player who can get up and down the court with ease.
Yeah, she's a motor, cross-country runner, and I like the stamina that I see out of cross-country runners that I've had. You know, I've been able to they're able to get up and down the court quickly, but then they can do it for a long time. So she's very seldom ever, wanting to get off the court. If I sub her out for a quick breather, she's always, hey, I'm good. I can stay. So that's always a good trait to have, but she just really been working hard on and being a better defender. She's very long armed and very active around the ball. And so as she's begun to really get better in that defensive stance and keeping her hips down, she's really been a good force for us. And she's a really smart shot blocker too. Really smart about keeping straight up, not getting fouls and able to get those deflections and tips. And with that, we're starting to see her offense come around even more. She's getting more of those transition buckets and second chance points.
Griswold already has 2 wins on the board. That ties into the number of wins that Griswold had in total last season. Coach Lockwood credits that to the talent that he has this season, while letting his girls run their tempo, which has already helped the offense flow more, while the transition defense has improved greatly.
Just really working together as a team really well. And honestly, the biggest difference is I'm not my first year head coach this year,
Sure.
I'm doing a better job of putting the girls together and in good places. And so they're able to understand what they're doing and work together a lot better because I'm getting out of their way because I'm just letting them play ball a little bit more.
Tonight, Griswold is taking on the Missouri Valley Lady Reds, who are currently 1-5 on the season as they have lost 5 straight games. They're led by Grace Herman, who averages 15 points and 7.8 rebounds per game. If Griswold plays tough defense and limits the scoring of Herman, the odds will be in their favor.
Yeah, we played them last year. She had a good game last year against us. I watched them on film and all that stuff. She's a talented ball player. She's active both defensively and offensively. She handles the ball well, finishes. We're going to play our game. We're going to play our really good defense and just continue to work as a team defensively. I think that's the biggest key is, she's going to make whoever's guarding her work. But if we have good help and good help side and we rotate when we need to and we talk to each other, we can limit the damage for sure. And we do all those things, limit them to one shot, one opportunity each time down the court. We get our rebounds and we push. I think we've got a good chance.
The Tigers host the Lady Reds tonight at 6 p.m., which will also be broadcast on KSLM 96.5 and video live streamed on Western Iowa Today TV, powered by Nishnanet. Myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West will be on the call with the pregame show at 5:45 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.